The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country. Those who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured. Veterans who fought for our nation's freedom only to return home, fall in tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes, the families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young children, catastrophically injured service members, and homeless veterans. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team Buck, welcome to the Freedom Hut, Tuesday, February 1st edition of the program. And let's get to it today. Border Patrol members speaking out, furious about the Biden regime's refusal to enforce the law, essentially making the border open. This is their plan. This is not a byproduct of difficulties of enforcement. They don't want to do enforcement. The Border Patrol agents know it. We'll discuss that in detail. Plus, you have a $60,000 a year private school in New York spent years and wrote a 400-page report on why they want to change their mascot. We shall discuss that. Plus, the National Health Service in the UK has dropped the vaccine mandate for health workers. Other countries in Europe are realizing reality. Why is it so hard for people in the health establishment in this country to see reality? Well, let me just give you this thought. They know if they walk it back now, people will realize all this crap was for naught and it was just pain and totalitarianism without any upside. Right. So given that reality, they have to wait till the surge goes down so they can claim victory. How is this going to work? I will explain it to you in just a moment. This time of year, tax returns are being filed. There are those stories of cyber thieves filing bogus tax returns to get ahead of your refund and steal it from you. It's really difficult to explain this to the IRS, and it's so easy for the bad guys to do it. Think you might be getting back, you know, $2,000, $5,000, $10,000 from your refund. Guess what? Not the cyber thief gets it first, and then, God, you're going to have such a pain trying to get that money that's due you. That's why you need LifeLock. I'm a LifeLock customer. Trust me, you want LifeLock to have your back. If your Social Security number is for sale on the dark web, they'll detect it and notify you as soon as they find out. Look, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can help protect what's yours with LifeLock by Norton. Join now and save 25% off your first year by using promo code BUCK. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com and use promo code BUCK for 25% off. That's 1-800-LIFELOCK, promo code BUCK. All right, now we have the Border Patrol situation. I mean, folks, they recognize, and men and women of Border Patrol, you got to understand a couple things about them the media won't tell you. First of all, a lot of them are veterans. You've got a lot of veterans of Border Patrol. These are patriots. And a large percentage of them, despite all the accusations from the hard left in this country of racism, a lot of members of Border Patrol are Latino. They're Hispanic Americans. And yet there's always this, Border Patrol enforcement is racist nonsense that comes from the left. Border Patrol understands this Biden regime is an absolute disaster. They know that something is going on here, and it's not an accident. It's not a byproduct, right? This is a policy. These are active policy decisions that are being made here, and this is an exchange in Laredo, Texas. This was leaked audio between CBP agents and CBP chief Raul Ortiz. I want you to really listen into this, and we'll talk about it in a second. Play 20.
I've been doing this job as long as y'all.
That's the problem.
What's that?
That's the problem, chief. For evil detritus, for good men to do nothing. That's exactly what's happening here. Good men are doing nothing. You're allowing illegal aliens to be dropped off in communities.
You are doing something.
No, sir, we're not.
You are. No, you're rescuing people every day. You're taking fentanyl off the streets every day. You're taking methamphetamine
yes,
street.
Under this
criminal aliens
the
off
last
the streets
year,
every
you
day.
The highest fentanyl death in the history of our country. In 1 year, in this country.
You know, we've made more fentanyl seizures already this year than we made last year.
How many have you not catched because we're focusing on this? And that's the problem.
And we're working on it.
Not doing our jobs, not allowed to do it. They know what's going on. You hear that? For evil to triumph is all that needs to happen is good men do nothing. An Edmund Burke quote and a great one. I know the cell phone quality, the audio is not fantastic. It's leaked audio. But these are members of Border Patrol saying this is a disaster. They're speaking to their command. They're speaking to the brass. And they're saying what everybody else knows, which is that you've got the worst year in Border Patrol history in terms of, and it's not Border Patrol's fault, in terms of illegal crossings in this country. And from the top down, from the Biden regime, top level down, they're not allowing for the policies to go into place that would stop this nonsense, right? That would stop this violation, continued violation of sovereignty that is occurring in this country. Notice Ukraine's sovereignty to the Democrat elites is sacrosanct. It is America's sovereignty that is not just a joke to them, but even worse than that, it's racist. It is racist if you try to have secure borders in America. You want to know what the actual numbers are? You start to look at this. It's stunning how many people are coming into this country illegally. I mean, updated DHS numbers show the Biden administration, first of all, you're hitting about 200,000 a month as of last month. And that's just up multiples from what it was pre-pandemic when Trump finally put in place the programs necessary, like Remain in Mexico, to stop the flow of illegal migrants. But the updated DHS numbers show the Biden regime has enrolled less than 300 migrants in the Remain in Mexico program. In December, there were almost 180,000 migrant encounters in December, less than 300 put in Remain in Mexico. So this is what they do now when they can't get their way legally, when they can't get their preferred policy outcome because it's just too blatantly illegal. You know what they do? They turn around and they say, well, we're just not going to enforce laws. They're going for nullification. They're going for dereliction of duty in the Biden regime, and Border Patrol is sick of it. I mean, you see these videos of people being released by ICE just this week down in San Antonio, Texas. All these people that are coming in, they're coming in from Venezuela. They're coming in from all over the world. They're coming in from South Asia, East Asia, the Middle East, West Africa. They're just showing up and entering the United States and making a mockery of the whole immigration system. Because the way Biden, because the left is, as you know, a de facto open borders party, the way the Biden administration handles it is once you're here, you're not getting kicked out. So it's so easy. Just get into the country. No other country, no other developed country allows for this to happen. All right. No other developed country is like, you know what? If you show up here, try showing up in Tokyo and saying, you know what? I'm just staying. Sorry. I have a right to be here. Japan did bad things in World War II, so in order for history to be righted, I think I have a right to be a Japanese citizen now. Where is my welfare? That would never work. The Japanese would say very politely, no, we're not putting you on the next flight out of here. Right. See you later. But in America, somehow, there's a different approach. We take in, just remember this, 1 million legal immigrants every year. 1 million immigrants when you add in people that become green card holders, become citizens, you know, permanent residents, 1 million a year in America. Now, that's the pandemic numbers may have changed that a little more, a little less, but that's the average over the last, 10 or 15 years. It's a lot of people. It's a lot of people. So you're called a nativist and you're called a racist if you say, I think 1 million is enough. I don't think we should be taking in people that are breaking our laws and coming outside of our system. And for those who say, well, why is 1 million enough? Okay, why not 10 million? Why not 10 million? I mean, look at a smaller country. Is Sweden still Sweden if it took in 5 million non-Swedish speaking immigrants from another part of the world? Well, no, it's not, right? Well, what makes a country is the people there and their culture, their traditions, their shared history, their shared sense of purpose. That's what makes a country. And yet here we are being told that it's evil, it's nativist, it's wrong if you find yourself saying maybe this illegal. I mean, look at the Border Patrol members. Maybe this illegal immigration thing needs to be gotten under control. Maybe it's too much. Why isn't it too much for the Democrats? Because they benefit from it politically. That's why. They benefit from it. They have decided that they are in a place, in a position, that if they keep this going, they will become a one-party state. They'll become a one-party state. So that's where we are, folks. The immigration situation, illegal immigration, of course, what I'm talking about here, shows you that this is just, it's just unsustainable. They're not using Title 42 to kick out people. They're coming in from Venezuela, Nicaragua, Cuba, Haiti, South Asia, the Middle East, all over the place. And they're just deciding that, it's fine. They have, the Democrats have no issue with this. In fact, they like it. It benefits them politically. So that's what really means. I didn't mention this at the top of the show. I want to get to Ron DeSantis and how he handles the media here in just a second, because he really gets it. He gets it in a profound way. On 9/11, our nation changed forever with one of the most vicious attacks on our freedoms and an attack on our democracy. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's heroes and their families ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For severely injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. And now, through Operation Home Base, Tunnel to Towers is gifting tiny homes to homeless veterans. Our nation's heroes, people who put their lives in line for our country and our communities, need your help. Help these heroes and their families join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. Tunnel to Towers Foundation, T2T.org. They do amazing work. So there was some kind of a protest of morons here in Florida. I'm down in Florida as I talk to you right now. There was a protest of morons who are, anti-Semites, Nazis, and they gathered together to make a complete, just make abject fools of themselves. But this is what always happens. If 10 morons gather together waving Nazi flags, then the Democrats start saying, oh, why haven't you condemned? What is this? What does it mean? Why is it? No one in this country, there's no mainstream party in this country. No one supports Nazis. Everyone hates Nazis. And there's nothing more anti-conservative than the National Socialist agenda of racism, and it's undermines the individual. It's a non-starter. I can't sit here and even get into it. You say, why am I wasting my time? They're gross. They're idiots, and they should be condemned, and they are condemned. So why then do only Republicans get asked? Oh, but do you condemn? So look, this is where Florida Governor Ron DeSantis gets it. He knows how they play the game. And this is how he responds to their, well, have you condemned the Nazis that were in the overpass and some highway? I think there were maybe 10 of them. Here's Ron DeSantis. Play 19, please.
These people, these Democrats who are trying to use this as some type of political issue to try to smear me as if I had something to do with it, we're not playing their game. You know, some jackasses, you know, doing this on the street. First of all, state law enforcement is going to hold them accountable because they were doing stuff on the overpass. So they're absolutely going to do that, and they should do that. But I'm not going to have people try to smear me that belong to a political party that has elevated anti-Semites to the halls of Congress, like Ilhan Omar, that have played footsie with the BDS movement, that even have people in their party that have cavorted with Farrakhan. No, we're going to take our record in Florida and what we've done, sign the strongest anti-Semitism bill in the country.
Notice what he does. Go when they ambush you, go on offense. Go on offense. This is important. I remember a friend of mine who was a veteran, combat veteran of the Iraq War, told me, he said that one thing, he said, you know, he said, you knew he was a Marine. He said, you knew your unit was salty when they would get ambushed and, you know, all of a sudden they'd open up, usually on a convoy. He said initially his unit, they would go into, there was a feeling of going into almost a defensive, you know, early on in their deployment, a defensive posture, and there was a sense. And he said, as they moved along and as the guys got more combat experience, they immediately went on offense. Meaning you opened up on them, they didn't just return fire and move and get off the X, they'd circle around and come back for the bad guys. They actually would turn defense into offense. That is what Ron DeSantis does. He goes, oh, you're going to come at me with that? Well, let me tell you, you got a bunch of real anti-Semites in your midst in the Democrat Party, and it's gross and it's wrong, and I'm not going to sit here and be lectured by Democrats about Nazis who have nothing to do with any reputable, normal Republican or conservative in this country whatsoever. No more than they do with every Democrat. Right? I mean, I think you know, my friend Jesse Kelly I understand this approach. When someone calls him a Nazi or racist, he just calls them a pedophile. That's how he responds on Twitter. You could probably see this. And I get it. He's just like, you're smearing me, I'm smearing you. You know, why sit there and take the slings and arrows from the other side that are always offered in bad faith, always put out there to be just to be appalling? And folks, we are in a battle with communism in this country. It is true. We are fighting against authoritarian socialism in a way that we have to all become very aware of. I mean, this is what the COVID pandemic has just made it much more clear. These people are crazy. And I'm sorry, this fight is not over just when the restrictions start to go down a little bit, because they want to maintain the power to reinstitute them. And to use them ad hoc, and to use them when they see fit, and to suspend parts of the Constitution, and to suspend your civil liberties, your ability to even breathe normally. They want to suspend that when they see fit. And I say no. I say no. We do not allow them to have that power. It's appalling what they are doing. And now we get into the kids masking in school thing, by the way. So the NHS, the National Health Service in the UK, which is the biggest employer in the UK, it's the biggest drag on the UK's economy and budget, by the way. They have said no more vaccine mandate for employees. They have dropped masks in schools for kids in the UK. They dropped all restrictions more or less in a bunch of countries. I think the UK, Finland, Denmark. They're dropping them because they realize this doesn't do anything. But they want to hold on. They want to have their just, you know, little socialist fingers on the levers of power. They don't want to let it go until we get out of the current surge. Because imagine this. If we drop all the restrictions and the trend just continues, it'll be even more evidence. We already have all the evidence we need, but it'll be even more evidence that all of this crap they made us do was absolutely worthless. So you have Randy Weingarten out there, the teachers union commissar for the teachers unions, who's saying that we need to keep masking kids as long as the Omicron variant is out there. Play clip 8.
There's not a person I know who wants to wear these things, but the reason we wear them is to protect ourselves and others. It's not, about, particularly in the midst of Omicron. CDC and others have basically said that this has helped protect people from huge dissemination of a very, very transmissible virus. So I would say to the governor of Virginia and to others, you know, this, you know, wait till the end of the Omicron spike. None of us want to wear the mask. We want to actually, though, make sure that kids are in school and stay in school. So I see this about helping our communities stay safe as opposed to individual personal choice.
I mean, she's an evil little commissar and a liar. Just understand that. And she represents all that is worst about the teachers' unions, which is that they are public sector unions that are greedy, lazy, and operate for the benefit of lazy adults at the expense of children while pretending to care about children. That is the reality of the modern teachers' union today, and we should all be very clear on that point. We should all be very clear on what it's like right now and how they shut down schools for no good reason. They're disgusting. They're disgusting, and they push for this. And Fauci, of course, went along with it. Can't upset the teachers' unions. Oh, no, what will they say about me on CNN? I'll just say it's the science, and then they won't know the difference. We've run the experiment. Masking in schools, not masking in schools, doesn't make any damn difference. That's why adults now are like, well, I'm not going to mask, but they're still masking up children because it's about adults feeling virtuous. I'm a good person, so I mask my kids. Doesn't do a damn thing. You think the kid is going to wear the mask with a seal all day? You only get COVID, at least the one particular strain, one time. This notion of you're masking, what? You're going to protect yourself from COVID forever with a mask? Oh, until vaccination. Psych, vaccination part 4, part 6, part 10. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Stupid libs. Honestly, they're just morons. This is what happens when you have a whole society and half the people can't think for themselves for one second. I'll come back into some of the, I'm obviously pissed off about the masking in schools thing with the kids. It's child abuse. They're mandating child abuse. And they think they're virtuous for doing it. All right, taking a break from that for a second. You ever want to invest in real estate, but you knew that it was something that could be a little high risk? You didn't know how to do it on your own? I felt that way. And then I met my friends at Done For You Real Estate. I sat down with the founders of this company. They told me about their whole philosophy and how they do their business. And I said to them right away, the first meeting, I want to be a client. I'm now on my fourth Done For You home, folks. Okay. I'm buying homes, some myself, some with my brothers, and it's a fantastic company. They help you pick the city you want to invest in. They find a good market for you. Then they help you find a house. And these are houses that are in areas where you get good rents, high rent to ownership ratio. So you get good rents, and they walk you through every step of the process, and you're building equity and getting free cash flow as you go along. It's a good approach. It's long-term. It's stable. It'll help you build wealth and security, especially in retirement. Go check it out today. You'll see this company. They're amazing. Visit doneforyoubuck.com. That's doneforyoubuck.com to see how it works. One more time, doneforyoubuck.com. Check it out. Great stuff that they're doing, and a really fantastic company here. Whoopi Goldberg, getting a lot of heat right now. You know what? I'm going to come back to the Whoopi Goldberg story tomorrow just because we're running short on time for the podcast today because I'm about to go do a radio show. So thank you, by the way, for listening to this. This is my moment to just my show, rather, to just let it rip in the morning before I get on radio and let it rip there. So appreciate all of you listening here. Please help me spread the word, because as long as many of you are listening to this, I'll keep doing this podcast because it keeps growing, believe it or not, month after month. Keep getting more and more people. And there's also, of course, the Clay and Buck podcast. Thanks so much for being.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children, and builds specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, as well as work to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He's never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Being here, team. Talk to you tomorrow. Shields high.